That woman that was standing there in these big ass heels, her toes were curled over the front of her shoe.
Ugh.
Like a witch, bro. Ugh. Gangly ass toes over the shoes. Mm. Like this. And I just went, she's probably so f-ing ill because she don't got no shoes that fit her feet. Her toes hanging over the side of them damn heels. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. So when we went to Pensacola, they were having a crawfish festival.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay. Yeah. I think I heard about this, but
I can put down some crawfish.
Me too, bro. Listen, golly. I can eat the like heads eight, and everything,
I can,
bro.
Oh, no, I don't suck the heads. So
oh,
do
I do. Oh, my God.
But listen, I can.
So good.
I can put some crawfish down. Like, I could eat like 7 to 8 baskets alone.
Yes.
By myself.
There's never enough of it. Like
listen.
There's never enough.
I can eat the same amount essentially as like a pretty decent sized man. So yeah. Like
grown.
It's not competitive. You know what I'm saying? I fucking love them. And
it's
once I get a rhythm, once I get past the first three, I'm fucking shucking those things, dude. I am good at it. Okay. So
yummy.
Like shrimps, what the fuck ever. I mean, I do like them and I can peel them good, but crawdads, like you can't get those here.
It's just the flavoring they put on. Well, I'm about to say it probably really good in Florida too, because
they're way better in Florida. Like I just don't feel like that's like a here thing. Like I will eat some seafood here, but like try not to. But listen, when I go back to South Alabama or like the Panhandle, I go back home. Like I'm trying to fucking get my hands on that, bro. We hit up Joe Patty's Seafood.
See, I've been to Joe Patty's. I've been there, but I haven't like been in there.
Next time we're down there, we should go. We'll get some scallops. We'll get some scrimps. We'll make
some
Alfredos.
I am going to try to plan like a couple day thing where I go and I actually spend a few days at the beach sometime this summer. I need to.
Yes.
A few days.
That would be nice.
I do need to do that. But anyways. So you'll have to hook me up with the good places.
Yeah.
Tell me where to go.
Will. I just made a
tell
list on my Airbnb tour guide the other night.
That's a good idea.
I don't have that many things on there, but they are all really good. So I was like, whatever, it's few, but you can hit all of them while you're down, even if you're there like 2 days. So, all right. So we're at this crawfish festival. By the way, side note, if you guys ever go to a festival like down in the South, like Shrimp Fest or Crawfish Fest or like any fest like that, there's always this booth and they have these big like yellow ass signs and they have like everything. They got like fried gator on a stick. They got lobster rolls, like all this shit. Fucking mid, okay? Don't go to that booth. And they're fucking expensive. Me and Sean ordered 2 lobster rolls and gator on a stick, and it was $64. Yes.
Oh, is it even big? Like the portion?
First off, the lobster rolls were mostly like lettuce, and somebody put a piece of celery in mine, and I was like,
ew.
Oh. The lobster itself was good, but I thought it was like I've had a lobster roll before, and it was hot, and it was stuffed with like lobster and like etouffee.
Did you know before you ordered it that it was going to be that much, or did you just think it wasn't going to be like
but
that?
The prices were all out there. I just didn't like see it, and that's what Sean was like, that's what I'm going to get, and I was like, well, I want a lobster roll too. That sounds good, and I hate making decisions, so, you know, in my off time, because I'll be doing that regularly. So I was like, okay, so that's what we got. And the gator on a stick was really good. The lobster rolls were super fucking mid. But, like, point being, if it's, like, a shrimp festival, go get some fucking shrimp at the booth where they only are doing mainly shrimp. Mm-hmm. Like, so when we went and actually got, like, the platters of the crawfish, those were fucking insane. Oh, my God. Like, I could drool talking about it. They're so fucking good. And the potatoes.
I love
the corn.
To eat, bro.
Oh, so good.
Like, that's my love language.
Food. Me too.
Bro.
You bring me snacks.
Feed
we're friends.
Me, dude. I know. Like,
unless
we
you're
get along,
creep, then
bro.
I'm taking the snacks.
Then I'm going to whoop your ass.
And then you got to get the fuck out of there. But also, maybe I don't trust those snacks because you're a fucking creep.
Got to eat them after you walk away.
Got to eat them under some supervision just in case there's some fucking
drugs.
Shit in the snacks.
Thugs.
You know? Fucking drugs, dude. Everywhere. So anyway, all right. So we're at this fucking crawfish festival. And they have these tables set up everywhere for, so like, once you get your food, you can sit down and eat. It's just, plastic, you know.
Right.
But they're, like, big ones. They're excuse me, they're probably like 10 seats a piece.
Yeah.
So they're pretty big. And there's a ton of them. And there's multiple areas throughout the whole site that are like this that have like maybe 10 at a time on each mm-hmm. one. So there's a lot. Like a lot of people can sit there. So we've all sat down. We've already experienced the super mid booth. And we're very unsatisfied. And we're still hungry also. Oh, so it's like,
once again, see, the portions weren't good then.
No.
I'll pay $64 for some food.
It better be fat, though.
But I better be so fucking full by the end. Like, I'll pay, but, like, bro, you gotta feed me, dude. Like, give me a slab of food.
Shit's just whack. Me and Sean went to fucking Longhorns the other day because I wanted... They have these cowboy sirloins. They're good. They got the bone in them, and I wanted a loaded baked potato. That is, like... Sometimes I want that more than the steak, and they got this bread. Mm. So we got that, and I got, like, loaded mac and cheese, too, with bacon and shit on it. Listen, I ate off that shit twice. Our bill was, like, $73 or something.
That's not even that bad for both of you?
Yeah, we fuck both yeah. got, like, slammed out steaks and, like upgraded sides and shit like that. But we also don't, like... We didn't get alcohol or, like, anything like that. But my point is... That was a lot of food. We both ate it for like two meals.
Hell yeah. Yeah. See?
That shit was good.
So really your food was only like...
Yeah, it wasn't that... Yeah, it was like 30 something, like 30-ish a piece. So yeah. Not that bad. But anyway.
Well, really it was like 15 a piece because it was four different meals.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I love stuff like that because it's, yeah,
that's
delicious
times too. Reasonable.
So.
You fucks.
I know, these people out here. But it's a festival, so I understand it's going to be more expensive. And Sean's like, you know, it was like his little weekend away, so he's like, I'm on vacation. I'm like, I totally understand that. And I spend all my money on food whenever I, yep. like, vacate yes. and go to vacation. So, yep. Oh, excuse me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That pub sub is coming back. He put too many pickles on it. Yeah. Yeah. So... We're sitting at this table. Sean and, like, somebody else leave. Brent. That's who it was. Like, most of the men vacated. So, it's a table mostly of women at this point.
Oh,
it's
Blint,
like...
Blinty boy.
Yeah, it's me. It's Brent's girlfriend. And then, like, all the usual chicks. And they're, you know, from the gym. And everybody's, like, been drinking and stuff. So, they're just, like... They're in their own conversations. So, it's mostly me and Brent's girlfriend... Because once again, here I am not drinking anything. And, you know, like, I don't know. She's more my age, so maybe she just handles it better. So she's just chilling. So we're all just chilling, right? So this guy comes up, old guy, slaps his food down. Yeah. Slaps his food down on the table.
Oh, I did hear about this, but I want to hear it from you. Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
Slaps his food down on the table. And, like, proceeds to look us dead in our face, and we're like, And he's, like, right across from me, so I was kind of like... Because it was, like, aggressive, you know? Like, these platters of food and stuff are big. I understand him, like, wanting to, like, hurry up and sit down, because it's like, yeah, it's a fucking lot, you know? But, so Brent's girlfriend is like, oh, so sorry, sir. Our friends just, they just... went to get food, but they should be back in a minute, and they're sitting there. And he was like, they're gone. Yeah, they're gone, and I
sir,
have food.
Sir.
And I'm hungry right now.
Sir, I'm going to need you to fucking simmer, first of all.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said. Sir.
Yeah, and he was like, what the fuck do you mean?
Sir, I'm going to need you to take it down about three notches before we even continue this conversation, because...
Dude, he went straight to a 10, okay? This is just like a tall, skinny white dude, man. He's got like a white, like, mustache and beard, you know. And there's typical Florida people everywhere, no. which is like, you know. I don't know. I feel like people just emotionally... And I mean, maybe
that's
it's everywhere, but listen... Y'all need to get some emotional intelligence, because y'all just be popping off for no fucking reason to anybody who you feel like is, like, against you in any way.
Sometimes it can be the wrong one. Like, golly, that's what's so crazy. It's like,
dude,
this is not the table, bro.
Full of people who train, bro. Like, dude.
That's not the table to come talk shit to,
golly. Not that any of us, like, ever fucking would,
but
it's like. But
you could.
Dude. So, like, I'm, you know, Brent's girlfriend, she's already handling it. So, I didn't really know what to say because I was just like, well, honestly, I was still hungry, first off. I was just like, so shocked that this guy got aggressive.
Like, yeah. I'm sorry, go, now what?
Yeah, like, what do you mean? Who pissed in your crawfish? What the fuck? So, anyway, so she was like, yeah, like,
what do you do?
He was like, I'm hungry right now. Where am I supposed to eat? And she was like, well, there was literally other tables too.
Colleen, you must have confused me with your mother. I don't know. You grown ass man. Why don't you go figure it out for yourself?
She was just like, I'm so sorry.
I know, what the hell?
She was really nice. She was like, I'm so sorry, sir. Just, you know, there. And he tried to go on and she was just like, I'm sorry that, what did she say? It was like, she was like, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. But she kind of said it sarcastically, and then, like, he left. And
was he alone?
He obviously had some people with him, but, like, they weren't, like, with him right there. I don't know. He might have had a kid or somebody with him, but also I was like, you're going to act like that in front of your kid or whoever. He did have somebody with him, but I was shocked. Like, why are you so angry? First off, like, you know, and now listen, if you come to the salon and you do certain things, like, I will excuse you to a certain extent. But then, like, I'm gonna snatch you up a little bit and be like, okay, let's regroup. Why are you, you know, I'm sorry that this is happening and you feel this way. And I almost never have to do it, but sometimes.
But
you,
also.
You gotta yank people back into reality real quick and be like, hey.
You gotta hit them with that, sir, ma'am. I'm telling you. People hate that shit, bro. Dude, I do that shit all the time.
I gotta start practicing.
I had to have gotten where I'll go, sir.
It's the eyes.
Bro, they.
It's the eyes. And it jars
and
them.
And I'll be like.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, so many people.
I said it the other day at the bar again. This lady was popping off. And I was like, ma'am.
I was like, ma'am.
No. This lady. Well, go ahead. Finish the story. But
that's it. It was a short fucking story.
Because
he stomped off and he found him a table. Like, literally, like, it was like the next table.
He just sat up there and was like,
dude, he was
like, he just stared at y'all. He's like,
I would have stared back at him. I would have thrown a crawfish head at him, bro. But, like, he was like a table away and facing in the opposite direction. Just like, bro, like, dude, who the fuck? Like, this guy's name had to be Dick. Like, it had to be Dick, because you don't walk around fucking acting like that without your name being Dick. Like, you can't just be acting like a dick to people. Did I ever tell you about my client named Dick? I never did. He was a dick.
I feel like I have heard about him.
He was an asshole.
Maybe in passing, but I haven't heard like a thorough.
But you see, once again, I feel like I've been playing this experimental game for a little while where I was just like,
dude,
I'm gonna make him nice, and eventually I did. But then I think I was like 3 minutes, like running 3 minutes behind on an appointment one time, and he like stormed out and never to be seen again. And
golly.
I was like, well, that just goes to show you can't fix Dick.
There's Karens and Dicks.
They just can't be fixed, bro. They can only be fucked with, like, essentially.
Look, I had this couple cracking up so bad. Well, because the lady already fucking found out not to smart off to me herself.
Ooh.
And then it was funny though. Funny. So I'm at service bar. Service bar is busy as shit. When you're service bar, you are nothing else at my restaurant. Okay? You don't have time. You are running. Like, my shoulders stay sore from shaking them drinks, dude. We have to move so fast. Okay? So these people sit down. Service bar is busy as shit. Also, the whole restaurant's busy. It's the day before Mother's Day. So everybody who don't want to like restaurant on Mother's Day, we're restauranting the day before. Like half the fucking population of Georgia, apparently. It was in this one building anyways. So I'm like, we're working. We're working hard. I'm having a good day. It's towards the end of my shift, though. The caffeine starts to wear off. Uh-oh. My patience is wearing thin. You're tapering. I already started beefing with one of the servers that we have because he thought he was going to be funny and cute, and he found out that day.
Uh-oh. You fuck around.
You'll fucking find out. Especially when I get tired. When I'm tired and I don't have time to, like, focus and be tactful on my conversations
there's
with
no
people.
There's no tact. There's no salt
there's
or sugar.
There's no tactful.
Left.
I just vomit in your face.
Yeah,
like,
you're
with
just
my,
like,
with my
cool.
words.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And, like, I'm not usually like that in the outside world. But, like, when I'm at work and I'm that busy and I'm, like, I'll just sometimes be, like,
I've started getting quiet whenever I start to feel myself
me
do that
too,
because I'm
like if
there's
you
something
keep
I need to
talking
talk about,
to me, if I have to tell you something, like sometimes I'll literally just be like,
I'm like, we'll talk about that later.
Like
when
sometimes,
I'm calm.
Like sometimes I'll literally just look at them and I'll be like, and notice
you're just like waiting for their brain to process.
Yeah,
I
they
ask
realize.
Something stupid.
They realize. Yeah, they realize. They're like, oh, and I'm like.
Yeah, they're like, "Where's the thing at?" And
or
it's like right
like,
there.
Yeah, they'll that be is, like, "Can I have some grenadine?" And I'll literally be like.
Why couldn't you fucking get it yourself?
And then they'll just take it.
You
and they'll
incompetent
like,
fuck!
I swear. They'll just go, sorry. And I'll just go, and I just won't say anything. Because I'm like, if I say words, I'm going to be the one in trouble. Like, you made me so fucking mad.
Jaden's over here. I don't forgive you.
I know. I
swear to God.
I'm like, your mother. Like, I'm like, your mama. For real. Yeah. Just go away. Yeah. So anyway, this couple sits down at the bar. I'm doing my job. I realize that the other bartenders that are handling the bar are so busy. Like, they need to be greeted, at least.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm sitting there, nobody comes over. And I'm like, I'm so busy, I'm in the zone. But I feel it, like, picking at the back of my brain. And you're like, okay, at least greet them. And I was like, okay. And I literally, they're here. I, like, turn my head and I go... Hi!
Just like that.
Oh no. I literally was like, and I was like, hi guys. And I was like, what can I get for you guys? They just want like a draft beer, super easy. I run, go get it. I run back and the lady's like, I was like, do you need anything else? And she was like, can I just get some salt? Course. So now, like, they're set up. They can sit there for a minute until they can get down here. I was like, yo, I greeted them, but, like, y'all got to get them, you know? I bring this lady the salt immediately. As soon as she asks, I go, get it? Put it down, okay? I continue doing what I'm doing. They're right here. Their chairs are here. I'm at service bar. I continue on. 5 minutes pass. Maybe, like, 5 to 8 minutes pass. One of the girls, like, the other bartenders, comes up to, like, finish getting them ready and getting their food in and blah, 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 blah. And she was like, can I get you guys anything else after she takes her food? She was like, yeah, I could use some salt. Can somebody just, like, get me some salt? And I just turned and I just said, dead eye contact, and I'm pointing at the salt. And I was like,
oh, no.
I mean, I didn't even have to say anything. And she was like, she looked at me, she was like, and I was like. Because she went to get sassy.
Bro,
why?
Okay, so listen.
I'm sorry, you're fucking blind, bitch. Like, bro. Who's not
listen,
paying attention?
You have to, okay, so here's what you gotta do.
Well, she was like, she went to make it funny immediately. And I just went.
But I'm like, bro.
I bit my lip like that and everything.
You gotta checkmate these people.
Ooh.
You gotta come up
so
and you just need to eat the whole thing and just like come up to her and put your finger on the tip of the salt and just go, I'm so, so sorry. And then just like walk away. Because it's like, bro, you were an asshole. Like you didn't even fucking look like, bro, half of you motherfuckers are fucking walking fucking zombies, not paying attention to fucking shit, bro.
I'm sorry,
look outside your bubble.
I'm sorry that you already expect to not get what you asked for. That says a lot about you and your personal life.
I know, that's miserable.
Woman.
Hey, listen, y'all
don't
need to get
don't project
some.
Your bullshit onto me. I brought you the salt immediately. And I was just like, and I just went, like being funny, but like also like I really have the actual primitive urge to bite you right now. Like jump across this bar and bite you with my teeth.
Mm.
Like your hand, aggressively. Like I was like.
I feel like mine's more of like a. Slap like a good
sometimes I just
like
want
one of
those
like ones where you come like from like from under Like it's like a pimp slap, you know what I'm saying?
Put to the side.
Yeah, I've seen that one with Cat Williams. He's like, what do you say? He's like, don't be sorry, ho. Be careful. I'm like, that's how I feel. I'm like, don't be sorry. So, pay the fuck attention.
So this woman, the woman's sitting there, and her husband's with her, right? So
he's just like, shame.
He was cackling, and I looked at him, and he was like, and I was like, well, you know, because he was like, nice. It literally was like the nod of fucking approval, like, thank you, because she don't fucking listen to me. You know,
he was just like,
yeah, he was like, she does this all the time.
I have to take her in public. It's crazy. She does this everywhere we go.
Yes.
I wish someone would just tell her.
God. So they already found out. And they realized that, like, I was going to, like, joke with them. Like, and I did end up, like, not conversating with them. But as I was doing my own thing, I'm very, like, when I'm working and I'm busy, I'm very vocal.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm shaking, I'm like, shake, shake, shake. Or I'm like, oh, man. I narrate.
You're verbal anyway. You narrate everything.
Yeah. Especially when I'm thinking, I narrate.
The other day, she was like,
she
pinned
me so hard.
Dude, she did. What did she say? She was like, you're an
external processor.
External processor. So, when she said that shit, I was like, you're right. Jaden can't not say everything out loud.
Yo, and I was like, I don't know whether to feel upset or seen.
Well, you're definitely seen, but you're definitely gonna have to put a cap on that in some certain areas.
I know,
for sure.
Sometimes when I'm like really fucking thinking, though, I'm like, yeah, I just say it out loud.
I know when she said that, I was like, oh, but I think she does that too. Not quite.
Because I'm like in the store. I forgot y'all were even on the phone. I'm fully in think mode. And I was like, these are not nails. Oh, these are nails. Wait, they're screws. So if the screws are here, I'm like saying everything out loud, looking for these screws.
Wow.
I love her. She's like, interesting.
Yeah, I know. She's like,
she's just analyzing me.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that, right? So, and we end up like cutting jokes and stuff because they're like, you know, just like, I'm just being an interesting bartender. And it's great. That's actually great as a bartender because it keeps people engaged and they love that
show. Yeah, they love watching it. It's like an entertainer.
It's a show, yeah.
Like, with what we both do, it's like, you have to entertain people.
Yeah, same with the hair,
right?
Literally. You have to chat.
Like, they either want to be entertained or they don't want you to fuck with them really much at all. So it's like, you just got to feel people out for what their mood is that day.
So they already found out, like, they saw my like, halfway tired, but I'm still fucking going like a bull in a china shop personality, like, real quick, like, all in one wrap, you know? I'm going, this woman comes up, this old woman, bro. Oh, my God. Yo, like, you ever seen them old people that, like, they're old, but you can tell they grew up with money for most of their life, but it's led them to dysfunction, not finer things?
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
Dude, I do. Okay, because, are you thinking of that?
Too much bedazzle, too much glitter.
Oh, okay.
But not, like, good glitter, like cheap glitter.
Yeah, like they just
want, but then they have like the nice jewelry that's like, you can tell it's like real as shit, but then they'll have like some cheap weird ass shoes on that look weird.
Yeah.
And like way too much.
Yeah.
Like she's
like
so wrinkly. Yeah, but it's like clown makeup. It's like bright red cheeks and bright eyeshadow and it's like,
yeah,
80-year-old like pretty woman, like pretty lady or whatever that movie is. Yeah. You know, it's like that, but like you're 80. Ugh. And you didn't get the finer things in life. It's like that, you know?
Yeah. So what happened with her?
So she comes up and she was like, she's standing at the bar and I was like, well, one, I was like hiding the fucking, but I was like, because I'm busy. So I'm like, my face was very much like, if you have to say something, you're going to have to, come on, ma'am. You know, I was like, I was like, what can I do for you? And she was like, can I please speak to your manager? And I was like, what? I was like, what? But she wasn't at the bar, by the way. She came from one of the tables out of the dining room. So I was already like, this is one of those women. Like, she came in here looking for problems. She comes up. She's like, can I speak to your manager? I was like, what? And she was like, your manager. Well, here he comes. And I was like, Benny! Benny! And he was like, and I was like, he looked at me and I was like,
I was like, it's for them women, bro.
And I was like, have fun. You know, Big you Papa, know it's you gonna have be. To have fun, dog. You know, like, sorry.
Yeah.
So she walks up. She's good just going, bro. And he's like, I could just tell. I could just tell he was, like, dreading this conversation. And this woman who's the same way was like, well, she's just one of those ladies. She's just one of those ladies. She just has a problem. And I just went. And I just looked over at that lady and that woman that was standing there in these big ass heels. Her toes were curled over the front of her shoe.
Ugh.
Like a witch, bro. Ugh. Gangly ass toes over the shoes. Mm. Like this. And I just went, she's probably so fucking ill because she don't got no shoes that fit her feet. Her toes hanging over the side of them damn heels.
Bro, see, and that's what you're like me in that environment where you'll just fucking, dude, Hannah looks at me all the time and is like,
die,
I can't believe you just said that. She gives me that look all the time and I'm just like, I mean, whatever. Who fucking cares, man? I gotta be here.
Probably true. Her back probably fucking hurts. Look at that shit. She's like an orangutan. Goddamn, each one of her toes look like they got a different personality.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you fucking got her goose, bro.
Bro, they were dying out laughing. I was like, I'm not the one. Just kept going,
not
bro.
Not fucking
night. Not today, bro. I'm done. I'm done. Tired.
Today is fucked.
I'm tired. You talk. I know you understand that, though. You talk for, so many hours because it's your job.
But it wears your social battery down, especially.
And you just stop giving a fuck.
If you're not an extrovert, I don't know about you, but I think I'm, the middle one where you're,
Batched. I'm batched. We don't have the... what's it called? We're built for speed, not stamina.
Exactly.
It's like sprinting versus a marathon. Yeah. It's like that.
Four shifts a week is about all I can handle. Yeah. I couldn't do 5 days of hair no more because I've been doing it 13 fucking years.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. I mean, who knows? Maybe that lady was a fucking vampire.
Maybe. Her energy was too
high. Energy.
Oh, God. Energy vampire.
Energy vampire for sure, because that's a real thing.
Now in conclusion, watch out for vampires. Eat plenty of garlic.
And keep some salt in your purse.
Keep some salt in your pocket.
And definitely fuck with strangers. Sell hard. Sell your hardest. Because this is a grand experiment, and there's no reason not to have fun when you're out and about in these weird situations with these weird-ass fucking people.
It's going to be weird anyways. You might as well come out on top with a laugh,
bro,
dude.
Listen, Joy was asking to be manipulated. You meet a fucking Joy in your life, fucking puppeteer that shit and at least make a good, fun story out of it where you come out on top and not freaked out about your body image, okay?
Because, that's fucking right.
Fuck all that about body image. You shouldn't even fucking worry about that. Just eat well and try to live good. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Fuck you, Joy. That's look some crazy how we look. Ass shit.
Fuck you, Joy.
Fuck you, Joy.
You made her feel bad.
Fucking.
She wasn't even old. She's 30.
Asshole.
And with that.
It's a wrap.
That's a fucking wrap. Too honest, who we rob, truth bomb steady. Scrappy thing and joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.